Hey, welcome to my show, Feng Shui Your Way on UK Health Radio. I'm Janine Lo, your go-to Feng Shui consultant and Chinese astrologer. I've been helping people transform their lives for over 20 years, from private clients to big names and businesses, and I can't wait to share my tips and stories with you. Welcome to today's show, where I have the pleasure of speaking with the remarkable Sharon Sammy, a manifesting money and abundance mentor, intuitive energy healer, psychic medium, and Eastern astrologist. She's a little bit different to my Eastern astrologist, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Today, she'll be guiding us through break through your money blocks, shift your mindset, and unlock more abundance. This show is designed to help you recognize your money patterns, understand where they come from, and step into a higher frequency of wealth. Of course, this is January 2026, and we all need to have this sort of advice, Sharon. So welcome to my show.
Thank you, Janine, and I'm super excited to be here.
That's good. So, obviously, I'm an Eastern astrologist, and you are a Eastern astrologist, but different. Can you let me know more about that?
Yeah, totally. So, a few years ago, I trained in what's called Sidereal Eastern 13 Zodiac Sign Astrology. So, do you want me to tell you the difference between Eastern and the Western? Okay.
Yes.
The Western tropical astrology, where you probably pick up a newspaper or a magazine and you look at your star sign and there's 12 zodiac signs, that is based on the astrology over 2000 years ago, where at that particular point, they took a snapshot of the constellations, they used the seasons and the calculated average of the 12 months to determine exactly the timings, the average of the timings and the actual star signs. But as we know, nothing stays the same. Change is the only constant, which means over the 2000 years, every 72 to 74 years, the constellations move by 1 degree, which you probably think, oh, well, that's insignificant. But what that means is over the last 2000 years, the constellations have actually moved by about 24 to 27 degrees, which actually means that the zodiac sign that you may think that you were, based on over 2000 years ago, well, actually, when you were actually born, the real time constellations has changed, which means a lot of my clients are literally a different star sign to what they anticipated they were. Now, it's not to say that tropical is, you know, is not valid, because everything is valid. It's just, you know, how you want to see things. So a lot of my clients, if they want the real time, Sidereal 13 Zodiac Sign Astrology is probably one of the best to use, because it actually pinpoints the time, the date, and the location of the real-time constellations. And to put it into perspective, my husband, he's what we call Taurus in the Western, but when I actually did his chart on my system, he's actually Aries, and he does have more Aries traits than Taurian traits. My daughter, she's 11 years old. I always thought she was Cancer. But then when I ran her chart a few years ago, when I trained in this sidereal astrology, she's actually Gemini. And when I look at her, she has got those Gemini traits. Can you guess? I'm a Leo in both, which is great.
Right, then.
So that's basically the fundamentals of how it all works. And there's 13 zodiac signs. The 13th one is called Ophiuchus, which is all to do with transformational change. It's all to do with healing. And it's very, very vibrant, and it's seen and it's apparent in a lot of everybody's charts that I run.
Wow. So the people that are born in December are more chance to be
They could potentially, it depends what the actual date, but it also depends on the year as well.
Right.
So it's not straightforward to say these are the timings of what's likely to be a particular sign, because as well, certain signs have 2 weeks and certain zodiac signs have 6 weeks.
Right.
Oh, so it's not a calculated average. But I'm happy to run anybody's charts. All I need is their time, their date and their location of birth, and I can run their charts, and it's very easy for me to find out.
So listeners, at the end of this show, Sharon will tell you exactly how to contact her. Might actually have to contact. So I've always been a Libra. I always felt I was a Libra. I don't want to be anything else than a Libra. I want to be a Libra. And I'm sure I am, because I always fancied going into the law, and I like everything thing in order. But I never want to come up and do jury service, because the last person that spoke to me be the one that I actually believe, which isn't really good, is it? Anyway, we're not here to do this, which is very interesting. So we're going to talk about money blocks, which is, you know, we're talking about it energetically, as well as you worked in the banks when you were younger for like 20 years, I read. So, but my first question to begin, can you explain what money blocks actually are and why so many people struggle with them, even when they're working really hard at the moment?
Totally. This is so my bag. So a money block is what's known as like an unconscious belief. It's like a fear, or it's like an emotional pattern that really limits how much money, how much abundance, how much wealth, how much prosperity you actually allow yourself to receive. So it's not about like how hard you work, because it's like what you just said, Janine, there's so many people that, you know, they're working so hard, but then they're not seeing the money, or they're working so hard, the money comes, but then it goes. This is all to do with the invisible programming that's really shaping your beliefs of what you truly deserve and what you're actually attracting towards you. And here's the thing, we all have money blocks. So even if you watch, for example, Dragon's Den, you know, or Apprentice Alan Sugar, you know, not to say everybody is perfect, because we all get to certain different levels in life where, you know, we still have certain unconditional beliefs, unconscious beliefs, which are the money blocks. And then it's just a case of how do you identify them, which I'm happy to share, and then how we can resolve them.
I believe, this is one of the things that I believe in, is that if you get attached to money, for me, money is an exchange of energy. Yeah, end of. And one of the things that I want to know from your experience with clients worldwide, what are the most common types of money blocks you see?
Yeah. Now, the money blocks, it's such a big area. But what I find the most common is, it's like people, like you mentioned before, Janine, they're working so hard. So one thing that they find is, I have to work hard for money. So that's a common, you know, money block. I had that for so many years. You know, you're programmed, you know, when you're little, you know, your parents say to you, you know, you've got to go to school, you've got to work hard, to then go to college, to work hard, to go to university, to get your job, to work hard. So you have to work hard for money. But then deeper than that, the old money story is, like, for example, if you think about when you were a child, how many times did you hear the words from your parents or people around you? We can't afford that. Put that back. Do you think I'm made of money? Does money grow on trees? I mean, I'm really conscious of what I say to my two children
Absolutely.
At the moment.
I remember those words continually. Yeah.
Yeah. So then years later, the most common money blocks come from the childhood programming is, I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I can't afford it. So if they're thinking these money blocks, they're thinking these thoughts, I don't have enough, you know, I can't afford that, you know, I have the money, but then it goes, you know, money never stays, you know, money never comes, I never have enough, I don't have enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy enough, why do I never seem to have money? All of this negativity is just literally attracting more of the same. Because if I go to the law of attraction, which is a universal principle, like attracts like. What you think about, you bring about. So the common money blocks there is, I can't afford it. I don't have enough. You know, money comes, but then it goes. I have to work hard for my money. And I'm not saying, I'm not disrespecting, you know, don't work hard, but it's just have that sense of awareness of, you can actually work smarter for your money than working harder, you know. And that's a whole different probably podcast and principles and things. But in answer to that, that's the most common that I find. And then they sabotage themselves. So for example, no matter how further ahead they get in life, the two common sabotage beliefs are the fear of success and the fear of failure, which then results in, for example, like if somebody wants to go for, say, a job interview and they want to progress, they sabotage themselves because they feel they're not good enough. They're not worthy enough. And that could come from the childhood programming. So they've got that fear of failure. Like if I do the application, I go to the interview, I'm not going to get the job anyway. because I'm not good enough.
I so get it. You know, I remember being really young and wanting something in, you know, for Christmas or whatever, and oh no, we can't have it. And I get what you're saying, but how does, I mean, I know how to get it out, but what's an easy step of changing what your parents told you? They weren't in the wrong because they were taught that.
No.
So,
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
They weren't in the wrong. But I mean, energetically, I personally know, because I'm a huge manifester like yourself, that what you say comes true. So for, as a child, and you've grown into this adult body, but you still have those childhood things. What is it? Is just give us one example, because we're going to go to the break in a short while. So.
Yeah, totally. So first of all, the key thing, what I would say, Janine, and to everybody listening, is you've got to have the awareness. You've got to shine the light on the pattern, because without that, you're literally driving with a blindfold on. So you've got to ask yourself, first of all, and you can write this down, what do I believe about money and the people who have it? Because that's going to bring through any of the limiting beliefs that you actually have about money. So, for example, if you believe like you don't have enough, you know, you can never make enough. You know, rich people are greedy, you know. So this is why I say, and the people that have the money, what do you believe about them? What comes to your mind? So I would say, just get a piece of paper and write down, what do I believe about money and the people that have it? And what this will do is, this will actually, and then if you list the things out, it'll bring the beliefs up into your awareness, which then will automatically take about 50% of the power away.
Right.
Because you're aware of it. You're aware of what your mindset is telling you. And this is where the healing truly begins. Because the next stage of that, just quickly, is we can rewrite the story. So you can choose a new truth. So if you say, I never have enough, you know, it's so difficult for me to get money. You know, money doesn't grow on trees and, you know, I'm not good enough. You can literally rewrite that. So from saying like, I'm not good with money, you could then rewrite it and reframe to, I'm learning powerful financial habits that can support my lifestyle. You know, one thing that I love, and this is a powerful mantra that I do, is I am a money magnet. Money flows quickly, easily, and safely to me right now. Definitely use the word safely, okay, because you want it to be in a safe way. But, you know, just using that. And when you say these positive affirmations, it really uplifts your energy.
Hugely, hugely. Well, we're just going to stop for a little moment, but we'll be back. Whether you're seeing clarity, healing, or empowerment, we'll be talking about how to make your life more abundant.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at ukhealthradio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Interestingly, Shad, I was listening to Mr. Bartlett, what's his name?
Steve
Simon
Barnett.
Steve, right. Obviously,
Dragon's Den.
yeah. And I was listening to his video, his actual audio. And for me, it's a great one because his story starts that he had nothing and then moves forward with the way he thinks and how he is. He's a huge manifester. And I think it's quite important to, I mean, I follow you and you have some really wise words on your different shows, different things that I've read about you. And you were in my manifest group sharing everything with my guests and my people who want to do it. So one of the things that kept coming up, how do people, someone, accurately identify their own money blocks or repeating financial patterns? So if they're continually, you've given us the wise thing that, you've got to have a mantra that takes you away from it. But how can they start with their own finances? What can they do in that way to bring in the energy and change the situation?
One thing I would say is a simple technique is I would say, know your money. And I know this sounds so like,
Oh, no, it's
what is she
brilliant.
like talking about? Know your money, which means, do you know how much is in your bank account? Do you even know how much is in your handbag? Do you know that, how much is in your savings account? Do you know what's going to go out your bank account tomorrow? Do you know these things? And the simple thing that I say, and this is to people in my abundance program, is, and I give them all of the worksheets and everything to download, but simply for the listeners is make a list. And I would say get a pen and paper or even your Google form and literally put my outgoings every single month. And literally just list your outgoings. What's your mortgage, your insurance, your council tax, your gas, electricity, your broadband, your mobile phone? If you've got children, tuition fees, extracurricular activities, how much you spend on your shopping, just roughly, entertainment, all of this stuff that's your outgoing. And as a side note, and I know that we mentioned this, Janine, before, I was in the Metro in terms of the Me and My Money series, and I literally disclosed everything, my financials, like
Wow.
how much I'm spending on, my daughter's piano lesson, how much my Netflix is, how much Disney is, how much my broadband is. And I literally, and the Metro people, they actually verified all of the information for what I was giving them. And it was my accounts in terms of what's going out and what's then coming in. So if you want to read about that, you can, look that up and you can have a look at that on in the Metro. But when you write down all of your outgoings, then on the other side, write down what's coming in. So if you're working, you've got a salary that you're paid weekly or monthly, or if you've got any bonuses coming through, just write that down. If you've got any like share income, if you've got any like savings account income, any sort of income that you feel is coming in, write it down. Then you've got a list of what's going out, what's coming in. Then you can see what the difference is. Okay, noticing what the difference is, that's a starting point to really shift your awareness to say, okay, that's what I've got coming in and that's what I've got going out. And then think to yourself, and this is a step further in terms of manifesting, what do I want in the future? Like, do I want to go on holiday? Do I want to buy a new car? Do I want to make home improvements in my kitchen, kitchen or whatever it is that you want to do? And just realistically, have a cost in mind. Is it going to cost you 5,000? Is it going to cost you 10,000? And it's about doing the numbers without being afraid. So this is also as well what you could do, take it a stage further, is notice what's in your bank account at any one time. So if you were to look at your bank account today, would you be able to say, okay, I've got this amount of money in my account. At the end of the month, this is coming in. And tomorrow, this direct debit is going to be paid out for this much. Do you have that awareness? So this is really tuning in to your money and making money your best friend. It's like your best friend, and like treating money like your best friend, and talking to your money like your best friend.
And one of the things when you're doing this is what I would think you'd be saying is, don't get attached emotionally to the bottom line so that you don't see the figures. You see the figures as they truly are, but not worry about them because you're actually at the same time manifesting what you want for the future. And the universe is hearing that you're analyzing everything. And then it says, okay, so what do you need?
Yes. And a couple of things that you could do from that as well, Janine, is, and for you listening out there, is when you've got that realization, you know what the numbers are. And this is really key because you've got to know your numbers. Don't go blindly like driving a car with your blindfold on. Know your numbers. And then if you feel like, oh, that's not how I quite wanted it to be, notice what's going on physically in your body because your body is your GPS, your emotions is your GPS. And this is about you could simply do some breath work, which means simply taking some slow, deep breaths to calm your nervous system, which will then help to dissolve the fear. So just literally giving yourself maybe some grace, sit down, mindfulness, put a candle on, or stare at the tree in the garden. It doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong. And just taking some solid deep breaths, like breathing in through your nose for the count of three, hold for four, and then exhaling out of your mouth for the count of five. So that's like three, four, five technique. Do
Yay.
that 10 to 20 times, and you will calm your nervous system. Another thing that you could do is like shake your body, movement. That will really help, like stretch, do some dancing, you know, put the kettle on while you're making a cup of tea and you've got 2 minutes to just dance. And you know, and that's going to help you know, move your blood around your body, but it's also going to impact your brain chemicals, your happy hormones, serotonin, oxytocin, noradrenaline. And when you're in that state, even though your physical bank account may not look the way you want it to, you're going to feel better. And when you feel better, what then will happen is you will make better decisions, meaning you could then take different actions to then get different results.
That's amazing advice. I absolutely love it. So we're just going to hand over to our sponsors, but when we come back, I've got a few other interesting questions for Sharon. And we've only got a short while left, so I'm going to rush to give you them. So yeah, we'll see you on the other side.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So one of the questions I wanted to ask you, could you share an example of a client's, one of your clients' transformations here? Identify the pattern that unlocked the major abundance that changed their life.
Yeah, totally. And I've got so many. So I'm going to try and condense this because I know in terms of the timings. So I worked with a particular client and she was really struggling in her business and in her work to actually make the money that she wanted to. She did the exercises in terms of the budgeting, what's coming in, what's going out. And there was always a deficit. She needed to make more money for the sake of her family. So what we did was we did some intuitive energy healing in terms of how was she feeling about money right now. And the common blocks, like what I shared with previously, was I don't have enough money. I have to work hard for my money. You know, I don't have enough. I'm not good enough. So what we did was we intuitively took it back through hypnosis, through timeline therapy, using these techniques, and it went back to her childhood. And in her childhood, she can recall certain memories of when she went out shopping with her mom, for example, and her family. And she felt that she wasn't worthy enough because her mom wasn't buying her the stuff and kept saying to her, oh, we can't afford it. Put that back down. We can't afford it. Yeah. And she remembered certain memories that were interlinked with her feeling like I can't afford it, which meant that over the years, she still had that programming. So no matter how much she was earning in her job, she always had that view of I can't afford this, which meant that when the money was coming in, she was endlessly emotionally spending the money on different things like shoes, handbags, clothes, things that she didn't need. But because she was sabotaging herself, because it's like, I don't have enough money. So she was making herself in that position physically. She didn't have enough money. When actually, when she did the budgeting and things like that, she actually realized that actually she did have the money, but she was spending it left, right and center because she was sabotaging herself. So then what we did was we released that pattern and we removed all of the trauma linked to that old money story. And then created a new money story by healing. So by healing the subconscious limiting belief and then embedding a new powerful belief, which meant that it's safe for me to have money in my bank account. It's safe for me to accept and to receive money. I am worthy of receiving money and keeping hold of money and having money for now and the future for me and my family. So it was all to do with worthiness as well. And it was a case of stopping the sabotage behavior of having the money and having to let go and spend it left, right and center because she felt she wasn't worthy enough to have the money. Because going back to the childhood, we don't have enough money. You can't have that. And indirectly, she was feeling she's unworthy. She yeah. can't have the things.
I totally see it. The other thing that I don't know what your thoughts on this. I've always done work that I've loved. But I've become aware that a lot of people work on jobs or that the circumstances mean that they can't do exactly what they want to do.
Yeah.
Luckily for me, for the last 20 years, I've been Chinese astrologer, feng shui, writing books and everything, and I've loved it. And so the more I've loved what I'm doing, the more those blocks disappear. Do you think yeah. that has something to do with it?
Yeah, totally, totally. Because you've got to love what you do. And when you love what you do, what then happens is if you go back to your thoughts, like what we were talking about before with the limiting beliefs, what happens is you form your belief, and a belief is just a thought that you keep thinking over and over and over again, which formulates your belief. And then that then determines the way that you feel, which means if you're doing something that really lights you up and it excites you and you feel like, yes, you know, you wake up out of bed, you feel motivated, you feel really passionate and vibrant and excited about the day compared to what I call the Monday blues. You know, you get up, you do it over and over again, the rat race, you know, doing the same thing, expecting different results, which Einstein says it's the first sign of madness, you know, but it affects your energy. So this is a lot coming back to like what you said, Janine, a lot to do with energy. If you're excited about what you do, it's going to impact your thoughts, your beliefs, the way that you feel. You're going to feel more excited, which then is going to influence you to take the right actions to then get the results. And the results is if you want to manifest more money in abundance, you want more joy, more happiness, more love in your life, you can do it. But it starts with like what you said, Janine, you know, really feeling passionate and excited about the work that you're doing.
And I am a true believer of the law of attraction because it hears us all the time. And people are like, I don't understand that. And I was like, so can you give them in 2 minutes yes. the simple laws of attraction, why it works?
Yes. Well, the law of attraction is simply, and I say, what you think about, you bring about. So manifestation, the art of manifestation is turning what you desire into a reality. And one way simply to do that is utilizing the law of attraction. What you think about, you bring about, which means a simple technique you can do is visualize for 2 minutes that dream life, whether it's the car, the holiday, the family, the children, the job, the career, the money in the bank account. Visualize it for 2 minutes and act as if you've got that, which then embeds all of the emotions and stimulates you to actually manifest and call it into your life.
Well done. I think that's really good the way you did that. So what you think about, was it what you think about?
What you think about, you bring about.
You bring about. I'm just going to write this down, folks.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do people find you? I know that you've got a free download, The Top Secrets of Overcoming Money Blocks. Can you tell people where to find it, where to find you?
Yes. So I can share the link. So if you can put that there, but it's basically www.sharonsammy.com. And then it's /top and then -secrets. And you can download the top secrets to overcome money blocks. So that's sharonsammy.com/top-secrets. You can also find me across social media. So Sharon Sammy, just simply find me on Facebook and you can literally just follow me. And I'm also on Instagram as well. So you can connect with me on Instagram and it's just literally Sharon Manifesting Mentor. And you can come and connect with me there.
And guys, I just have to, listen, you have to realise she's one of the nicest, easiest people to talk to. I have loved becoming her. Well, let's say friends. We've like bonded over so many things and we believe in so many things. So I think that's really important. So Sharon, thank you for sharing your wisdom, your experience and your empowering teachings today. Your insight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Your insights into money blocks, mind shifts and energetic alignment have offered, and I'm sure the listeners will agree, a powerful pathway to gain abundance. So what I want to say is thank you for coming on, and I'm sure I'll have you back on because we could just talk. We just stop. So thanks for coming over and I will see you again soon.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Feng Shui Your Way. I can't wait to share more insights and inspirations with you in the next episode. Remember, life is all about creating harmony and welcoming positive energy into your world. Until next time, stay balanced and keep your energy flowing.